The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. You know, folks, I've met a lot of people in my life named Eric. My mailman's named Eric. The guy that cleans my pool is named Eric. And truth be told, I used to be named Eric myself. But Eric, you know who, didn't like me being another Eric, too. Instead, if I wanted to be his announcer, I had to change my name to Todd. Ugh, I hate the name Todd. What parent would ever name their kid Todd? It's so generic. But I needed the money. My kids got to eat. And now, here's the other Eric. Eric Metaxas.
Oh, thank you, Todd. Hey, folks.
Yeah.
Hey, Albin, seriously, yeah, this is nuts. Okay, it's Friday, right?
Yep.
Now, we've got a lot to cover here. I'm going to be real quick. First of all, we're going to share something out of current events, out of the news right now, that's going to get everybody listening hot under the collar. I don't normally share stuff like this. I guess not very much, but just wait. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to share a story that's going to surprise you, but you need to hear this. Before we do that, I want to say that after you get hot under the collar, we have for a full hour Canon J. John, one of the most delightful people I have ever known. He is a world evangelist. He's also totally Greek, grew up in a Greek family. Wait till you hear him. I mean, there's nobody like him. And then at the end of that, once that interview's over, we're going to have another visit from the President of the United States, quote, unquote. Albin, are you excited?
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun. That's how excited
I am.
Well,
this guy, John DiDomenico, who is an impressionist, he does the best impression of... In fact, don't look at the screen. If you watch it on YouTube or something, look away. Everybody on the radio, you've got a big advantage because it's unbelievable. And I want to finally say, we're still not making our goal with preborn. If you have... any inclination to help children be born into the world so that their mothers who don't really know they have a child in the womb, they come, they get a free ultrasound, and they go, oh, my goodness, that's my baby. Mm-hmm. They were going to have an abortion, and then they realize it's my baby. They
only $28 donation.
$28 donation.
Donate $84 three times, you get a free subscription to Metaxas Super.
Aha.
$84,
There's so much you can get. And I also want to say, if there's any big givers out there, anybody who gives $10,000, you know that means we're going to spend an evening together, have dinner together here in New York, in your town, if I come to your town. We really do need your help. Preborn is an extraordinary organization doing God's work, and it's very important to me. Now, you have to go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, and you'll see. But we really need your help today, please. As you know, yesterday was my birthday, mm-hmm. which means this is my birthday week. If you want to give me a birthday present, give something to preborn by going to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the banner. $28 would be a great birthday gift for Eric Metaxas because it will bring a human being into the world. Human beings are pretty amazing. Okay, I want to talk about the hot topic right now. On the line, we have Raymond Ibrahim. He's a scholar who specializes in Islamic topics. He's written a number of books, The Sword and the Scimitar, 14 Centuries of War Between Islam and the West. He wrote another book called Crucified, again, exposing Islam's new war on Christians. Folks, he was supposed to speak, and it was canceled. I want him to tell the story. Raymond Ibrahim, welcome to this program.
Hi, Eric. Good to be with you today.
Well, listen, I'm honored to have you on. You're a hero because you're speaking the truth that some people don't want to hear. Where were you scheduled to speak and who canceled it?
I was supposed to. 6 months ago, the United States Army War College contacted me about my book that you just mentioned, Sword and Scimitar, which is a military history. And they were very enthusiastic about getting me on. They liked it. They thought it was a great fit for their students. We locked in a date, June 19th, and everything was fine until then, and they were actually advertising it. And then the CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations group, which is actually a co-conspirator in the largest terrorist funding case in U.S. history and is actually a designated terrorist organization for some of our allies, which is the UAE, started this massive smear campaign against me. Originally, it was a little more rational. It was a letter directed to the heads of the War College, basically saying the Muslim community is deeply disappointed, et cetera, that you've invited a notorious Islamophobe, et cetera. And the War College responded by ignoring the letter, calling me and saying, if you've seen this, ignore it. You're on. And I was, and I said, okay, good. Then the next day, they CARE and Linda Sarsour's group started this hysterical campaign.
Okay, hang on. Linda Sarsour is the tell us who she is and where she's from.
Well, she's obviously a pretty popular political activist for Islamist activities, but her group specifically, which is called M, the letter M Power. Empower Change is an Islamic activist group joined in with CARE to basically, like I said, a press release and a petition. And they characterized me, who is of Egyptian descent, I think, as you pointed out, Coptic Christian from Egypt, as a quote unquote racist and white nationalist who, if given a chance to speak before an already racist military.
Right. Raymond Ibrahim, the white nationalist named Ibrahim, obviously. Listen, I want my audience to hear this because I want them to know, and this kind of stuff makes me sick, honestly. I can't even believe this is my country. We're talking about the U.S. Army War College. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what we're talking about? The U.S. Army War College knuckled under to CAIR, C-A-I-R, okay? This is a wicked organization that deploys terms like bigot, racist, white nationalist when you don't do what they like. And they don't like it when you reveal, as Raymond Ibrahim does in his books and in his lectures, the truth about history. We're not talking about Christian history. We're talking about history. There's no, you know, Christian math. There's no Christian history. It's either true or it's not. You have written books that are important books on history. You were going to give a lecture, and it was shut down by Linda Sarsour and CAIR CARE. Now, why do you think the Army War College would knuckle under in such a craven way? They folded up like tents. This is the U.S. Army War College. Why do you think that happened, and who made those decisions?
Well, that's the most significant and alarming and actually unprecedented aspect of this whole thing. In fact, we're used to seeing regular private colleges and institutions cave in, but that it's the War College of all places that you think would be the most committed to free speech and, you know, providing information for its students and so forth, that it's the one to buckle in from not just any activist group, but this group, CARE, which, you know, has a very long list of problematic behavior and ties with terrorists. And worst of all, to fall for CARE calling me an Egyptian, a racist. So it's really all three aspects are so extreme, and yet they all coalesce.
If you don't do what people want, these people, and look, let's face it, these are crazy leftists. I hate to say it, okay? We're not talking about Democrats. We're talking about crazy leftists who've effectively taken over the Democratic Party and taken over the media, but they're crazy. They are crazy on transgender. They're crazy on this stuff, and they start calling everybody names because they have no arguments. But we need to fight. I know you are fighting. One of the ways you fight is by getting the message out. I want to tell everybody who's listening to this program, folks, the U.S. Army War College has knuckled under, okay, to vicious anti-American activists. Linda Sarsour is the genuine wolf in sheep's clothing. She appeared at the Women's March, even though she's an advocate for the subjugation of women. I mean, it's very, very dark what's going on the left. We've just got a few seconds left. Final word to you, Raymond Ibrahim. What can we do?
Well, it's important to know about this. A lot of people have been contacting the war colleges. I've had a lot of military men contact me and show me letters they've written and so forth. And again, it's not so much about me at this point because it's already passed. It's just bringing awareness that, you know, if someone like me can't talk and if some place like the war college is buckling in, then the ability to talk or hear about issues related to terrorism.
Absolutely. And do me a favor, Raymond Ibrahim, if you are ever in New York, let us know in advance. It would be my honor to have you on this program to share what you know. We're out of time. Raymond Ibrahim, thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Eric.
And folks, check out Preborn. Very, very important. MetaxasTalk.com. If you want to give me a birthday gift, it's still birthday for me this week. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Thank you.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey, folks, it's Eric Metaxas. I got to tell you, MyPillow.com, one of the biggest sponsors we've ever had on this program, probably the biggest, they have a special deal for you if you listen to this program. And you can tell your friends, even if they don't listen to this program, if you put in the code Eric or Metaxas right now, this is a limited time offer, as they say, you can get a 2-pack of MyPillow's premium pillows for the lowest price that's ever been offered on radio or TV, okay? This is like breaking news. It ends up being $34.99 per pillow. These are the premium pillows only available at MyPillow.com, or if you call 800-978-3057, you have to use the promo code Eric or Metaxas. You know these pillows are different than any other pillows. It's why we rave about them. They come with a 10-year warranty. Whoever heard of that? People rave and rave about them, but the 2-pack, lowest price ever, MyPillow.com. Use the code.
Are you overwhelmed, unable to think clearly or sleep well at night, or just trudging through each day but not really enjoying your life? I'm a counselor with Faithful Counseling. And that feeling of distress can sometimes be because you're wrestling with a problem that seems too big or too impossible to overcome. Other times, people are consumed by a past hurt. I'm part of a network of Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who share your faith. We want to give you a free week so you can try us out. You can begin a conversation with one of us by text or phone, even video conferencing today. Are you ready to shake this off and begin enjoying your life? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you'll not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Got out of town on a boat on the Southern Islands, sailing to reach for a following sea. She was making for the trades on the
outside. Hey there, folks. What's even more fun than listening to the bumper music on this show? I think, for me at least, it's getting to talk to the guests that I have on this show. Sitting with me here is my friend Jay John. He has no last name. He's an evangelist. He speaks to zillions around the world and has been doing that for 39 years, and I love him. Jay John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric.
How do I begin with you? You're one of those people. You stymie me, sir. You're English. We can figure that out as soon as you start talking. But you've been evangelist for 39 years?
I have, and in fact, on September the 2nd, it will be 40 years.
So what?
I'm looking good, aren't I, Eric?
40 years.
I know.
Well, you were... did you begin preaching in utero? How do you explain this?
Well, I came to faith as a student when I was in London, and I just started telling people about Jesus. I then went to seminary, and I've been in ministry ever since.
The problem I have, of course, is that I've interviewed you once before for Socrates in the City when I was in Oxford, in your neck of the woods, and the most delicious part of your story for me is that we're both Greek. And we know, well, a lot of people may have a Greek surname, but you and I know that world. We really know that world.
Yes,
we know
do.
What it is to get whacked in the back of the head, thafas xilo. Like, we know
we do.
That world. And when you tell your story, and I'd like you to tell it, of how your Greek family reacted when you did the most insane thing and accepted Jesus, it's sort of like you became a Turk. It's kind of funny. If Greek people listening will find this very funny, maybe for you it's painful, but I hope that it's long ago enough that it's at least somewhat
yes.
funny. But before we get to your story, you have two books out. I just want to make sure people understand. You write many books. Now, you don't pastor a local church.
No, I don't. But my wife and I belong to a local church, but we travel extensively.
Do you tithe to the church?
Yes.
Thank goodness. Otherwise, I'd cast you into outer darkness. We'd have to take you outside the camp and stone you. Albin, that's biblical, right? Okay, so as long as we know that you tithe to a local church. In all seriousness, I can't stop joking with you because I love you and we kid around. But you have an amazing story. But I just want, before we leap into your amazing story, to tell me about this brand new book. Now, the title is pretty catchy. It's Jesus Christ, the Truth. That kind of sums it up, my friend.
Well, it does, because what I'm saying in the book is Jesus Christ is the truth, and here is the truth about Jesus Christ. And one of the things I find, Eric, as I travel extensively, I mean, I've been to 69 countries.
Does your wife know about this?
She does.
Yeah.
I would say that a lot of people's understanding of Christianity is a misunderstanding.
No question.
And that's why it's very important to be able to articulate and convey clearly and concisely, without any jargon, what is it that we do believe about Jesus,
yeah.
and why do we believe it?
Yeah.
And so what's interesting is, if I said to you, Eric, I've got a friend who's an inquirer, wants to know more about the Christian faith, has just read the New Testament, but he really now wants to get to grips with who is Jesus, what book would you give him?
You know something? No kidding. That's not an easy question to answer until today, ladies and gentlemen. But in all seriousness, oftentimes that's the stumbling block, because people say, read the Bible. And you think, don't you know what it is to read the Bible when you've not been raised around the Bible? It is a meaningless, confusing. I mean, you can get certain sentences make sense. Other entire books are impenetrable. You need someone to come alongside you.
Yes.
And so the question, what would you give them? I mean, I have written some books which I might give to some friends, but most people, the short answer is, I don't know.
No, there aren't many, and that's why I wrote that, to explain who is Jesus, what's the evidence about Jesus, what did he say, why did he die, what's the evidence for the resurrection, and how can you know him without any jargon?
Without any jargon.
Yes.
That's important. Now, okay, so the title is Jesus Christ. Most people don't need to write that down. I think they may be able to remember that. Jesus Christ, The Truth by J. John and Chris Wally, who works with you. So you did this with Chris Wally. Now, you don't even put in a last name for yourself. You just go by J. John. It's like Charo or Cher.
Well, I'm Greek, as you said, and my name in Greek is Yannakis Ioannis.
Yannakis Ioannis?
Yes. And if you translate it, as you know, the literal translation of my Greek name is John, son of John.
So when John McJohn.
Well, John Johnson would be the
literal. John Johnson.
Yes.
Johnny Johnson, eh? Yeah. So can we just call you J. John?
You can.
Wow, I love it. Well, listen, you really do preach around the world to huge stadiums of people. And so when you say you're an evangelist, I mean, a lot of people, you know, sometimes I do evangelism, but to be an evangelist, to regularly speak to thousands of people about Jesus, there aren't so many people in the world who do that. Have you been doing that since the beginning of the of your ministry? Has this been exclusively what you've done?
Yes, it has been. And first of all, you're right about saying there aren't many people who are proclaimers. Yet we're trying to communicate faith in different ways, but preaching, proclaiming has always been the thing. I started first with youth, then I did universities. I did 102 university missions around the world. And then I did churches, and then I did towns, and now I do cities and counties.
All right. Well, if people have seen my interview with you at Socrates in the City from 4 or 5 years ago, whenever it was, in Oxford, they'll know some of this story. But I've got to get my radio audience up to speed on your story, because it delights me so much, being ethnically Greek. So if you don't mind, can you tell that story?
My journey of faith?
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in a Greek family, and to be Greek means you are Greek Orthodox. So what's interesting, it's a bit like you can be an atheist, but you're still Jewish.
Well, I was just going to say it's exactly like that,
exactly,
right?
Like
when you're
that.
Greek, people don't even question. I mean, look, you can find this in Italy. People say, well, of course, I'm Catholic. Because they make it, or being Irish, I'm Catholic. And you start realizing it becomes a tribal identity, and it really has, in many cases, very little to do with what you believe or how you live your life. It's just that I'm Greek, so I'm Greek Orthodox. So you grew up in that world.
Yes.
And where? This is in England.
In London, and so culturally Greek, but no faith. We didn't practice the faith.
You didn't even go to church.
We went at Easter, and we went at Christmas.
Okay, that means you didn't practice.
No.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I went to college. I was an agnostic.
What did you want to study when you were a young man?
I wanted to study psychology and medicine. So at college, I met a Christian, and I think he was the first Christian that I ever actually met, someone who was practicing their faith. He was Greek, too. Yeah, I know.
That's like two BBs meeting in midair across the Grand Canyon. Let me ask you, though, before you get into this, when you say you grew up in a Greek home, both your parents are Greek.
Yes, they are.
Did you speak Greek at home?
Yes.
See, that's
only spoke Greek at
home.
Okay.
Now this is people who know me. I've said this many times, but now I'm getting to prove it because I'm speaking to you. I say because my mother was German, grew up in Germany. My father grew up in Greece. They met in an English class in New York City. So when I was raised, they spoke English at home because my mother didn't speak Greek and my father didn't speak German. But whenever I was around Greeks at church, they all spoke Greek.
Yes.
At home. So you grew up, this was your first language.
Yes. Listen, and on a Sunday, I had a private Greek tutor. so that I could take Greek exams. I mean, this was like, you know, I went to school Monday to Friday. I then had to work in the family business.
Of course, Greeks have to work in the family. What was your family business?
Restaurant.
Surprise.
So I was a waiter Friday night, all day Saturday, from the morning till the evening, got back at 1 a.m. Sunday, I'd have to have Greek lessons.
This sounds, I got to say, it sounds freakishly familiar to me. I mean, I know the world of Greeks, you know, in America and in other places like that. That's what we do. We work really hard. It's almost like being Greek is our hobby and our religion. It's the most important thing, hanging out with other Greeks, yes, family and all that kind of stuff. So you grew up in that world. You go away to university, as you put it. You meet a fellow Greek who is a born-again evangelical Jesus freak, as I put it.
Yes.
And what happens to you then?
Well, over a period of about a year, I was inspired by his faith, by his belief, and his behavior. And then he showed me eventually a verse from the last book of the Bible, Revelation 3, verse 20, where it has this picture of Jesus standing outside of a door knocking. And he reads this to me, and he says, "Have you heard Jesus knocking on your door?" And I said, "Well, I think so." He said, "Well, have you opened the door?" And I said, "Well, I don't know where the door is. Where's the door?" He said, "Don't worry about where the door is. Ask Jesus to break the door down."
Hold on. This is called in showbiz a cliffhanger, folks. We'll be right back with Canon J. John. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Salt Lake City, authorities have filed murder and kidnapping charges in the death of 23-year-old Mackenzie Lueck, a Utah college student who had disappeared 11 days ago. The Supreme Court will decide whether President Trump can end DACA, an Obama-era program shielding young immigrants from deportation. The Senate is holding a rare Friday vote on the Udall Amendment. It would require the president to get permission from Congress before taking any military action against Iran. Tesla says a fire in one of its cars in Shanghai was caused by the failure of a single battery module, and investigators found no defects in the car's system. Tesla said in May it was issuing a battery-related software update. On Wall Street, stocks have been higher in today's session. The Dow is up 52 points, the NASDAQ 22. This is SRN News.
Following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Warning, property protected by electric fence. Sharks sighted in water.
Warnings are truly handy.
Bridge out.
But you may not always get a warning when it comes to threats to your identity or the personal information on your devices. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes Norton Security for even more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help detect identity threats, like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but having someone looking out for you...
Warning, minefield ahead.
...will help keep you out of danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
We'll be right back.
folks. That's Paul McCartney. I saw him on the street the other day, and he said, I'm sorry, no selfies. Sir Paul, you owe me an apology, okay? I'm waiting. Right now, I'm speaking to somebody who owes me no apology. His name is Canon J. John. He's a friend. J. John, your story is so beautiful. Let's just continue the story. You're in college. Your Christian roommate, who is Greek, is asking you, has Jesus been knocking on your door? It's a very sly and interesting approach to be asking someone that question.
Yes. And when I said to him, I think so, and he said, have you opened the door? And I said, where is the door? He said, don't worry about where the door is. Just ask Jesus to break the door down. There was something beautiful about that, because that kind of worked with me. And I got down on my knees and I said, Jesus, if you are knocking on my door, can you break that door down? And as I said that prayer, that little simple prayer, the light came on. Something happened. The light came on. Something happened in my heart. I could feel it. And something happened in my mind.
My wife had a similar experience when she prayed the prayer. Some people said, do you want to accept Jesus? She was like, okay. And she prayed this prayer. And she said she felt something immediately happen. Now, many people don't experience that. I didn't experience anything quite like that. Where were you in terms of the faith before this? In other words, usually if somebody says, ask Jesus to break down your door, then maybe they're not ready or they've got questions. You somehow had been prepared for this.
Yeah, I think I was, and I think I understood that actually I'm not going to understand everything about God. If I could understand everything about God, he would be the same as my little mind. Therefore, he wouldn't be worth believing in. And it was only as I humbled myself and allowed God in that I would begin to understand things about God. And I think I got that prior to praying this prayer. And when I prayed the prayer, I think the light came on. My mother later said to me, you're brainwashed. And I said, Mother, my brain has been washed. If you only knew what was in my brain, you'd be pleased it got washed. And it really did get washed.
I just love the fact, because I have experienced it, that it, when you're hanging out with Greeks and you tell them I've accepted Jesus or whatever, they don't hear it as a good thing. Like, oh, good, you finally take your faith seriously that you've been raised in and baptized in. And that, you know, because there's nothing in the Greek Orthodox theology that is contrary to accepting Jesus. On the contrary, that's what it's all about. But it's so funny because they're so culturally confused by it. It's as if you've become a non-Greek, or even worse, a Turk, or something that they don't want a Greek son to become.
Absolutely. And when I then went off to work with Mother Teresa in Calcutta, and
wait a minute.
Yeah, but this was really interesting.
What?
Because my parents, like, I thought, well, that's really impressive. I'm going to go and work with Mother Teresa.
It is impressive.
Yeah. But here's the point. My father, who's a businessman, he's like, well, how much are they paying you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, they don't pay you anything. And then my father said, you've lost it.
But it's very funny. As growing up in the Greek world, I remember I took a literary internship. This is not as impressive, really, but it paid nothing. Like, I was so thrilled that I'm getting the. And when I told my parents this, smoke may as well have come out of their ears. They just thought, what? Because their whole world revolves around making it, making a buck, working hard, struggling. You've come to a land of opportunity, whether it's England or whatever, that they've made this huge effort. And then to have their own flesh and blood say something as insane as, I'm working. Oh, and by the way, they're not paying me.
Absolutely.
Now, how old were you when you accepted Jesus?
I was 17.
You were in university very young.
College. I was pre-college, before uni. Yes.
Before uni.
Yeah.
See, we don't have that over here. But anyway, so you're 17. And how do you come to work for Mother Teresa? I don't quite get that.
Well, just through circumstances, I had the opportunity to go there. So that came up, and I went. And it was life transforming. I spent 1 month with her and the Sisters of Charity. And I saw faith at work.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Oh.
And I saw that. I saw it. I was with them day and night.
That is such a beautiful aphorism. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That is a fact, and there's nothing worse, and we've all done it, where you start talking to people as though their questions are intellectual when, in fact, they have deeper questions.
Absolutely, of course. And I came back inspired. I had a faith lift.
A faith lift?
Yes.
You've got a lot of these phrases tucked away, haven't you?
I think that's what we need.
I love that. A faith lift.
Well, I often, you know, that's what people need. I think people need to have their lives infused with faith, hope, and love. Do you know, last year I was speaking in Australia, and it was a Saturday night. And Killy and I were getting ready to go to sleep, and we heard fireworks, and we quickly opened the curtains, and we couldn't believe it. Just outside of our window were the fireworks, literally. And not only that, we were on floor 37, so we were above the fireworks.
Wait a minute, where was this?
This is in Sydney. And we were above the fireworks, and we could see them from above down. And as I was looking at that, I thought, that's how God sees. And what is it that we need? I think we need insight, foresight, and oversight.
Okay, I want you to break that down, because this sounds like a perfect sermon, mini sermon. When we come back, folks, I think you already know, I'm talking to Canon J. John. The brand new book is called Jesus Christ, The Truth. Many other books. Stick around. Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes. I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a trained engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, you know, I could talk about it all day long,
great,
but I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? Well, it's true. Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women, and a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. There's no better time than now to save a baby's life. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the preborn banner.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Which 3 U.S. presidents love Boll & Branch sheets? We're not in the business of sharing state secrets, but we can tell you this. Boll & Branch is offering 20% off everything they make during their Stars and Stripes sale. The Boll & Branch Signature Soft Sheets are the most comfortable sheets in the world. If you already have them or haven't tried them yet, now is the perfect time to get Boll & Branch. These are $1,000 sheets that for a limited time during the Stars and Stripes sale are starting at just $160. Bull & Branch is known all across the country for their ultra-soft organic cotton sheets. If you already have their sheets, try their award-winning pillows or their amazing new mattress, rated number one in 2018. Whatever you do, get Bull & Branch for yourself or someone else during the Stars and Stripes sale. You get 100 nights to try them, but you'll only need one. Shipping is always free, and you get 20% off everything at BowlandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Go right now, BowlandBranch.com.
Folks, that's Casey and the Sunshine Band if you're scoring at home. I'm Eric Metaxas. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and I'm talking to my friend Canon J. John. J. John, you just used three words, and I want you to unpack them as it were. You were just talking about getting a faith lift and how God sees us. Go ahead.
Okay, so I think we need insight, foresight, and oversight. Insight is like looking through a microscope when you look at the details.
Yes.
Foresight is like looking through a telescope where you see ahead. And oversight is like being in a helicopter looking down at your home. Okay, why do we need those things? Well, because many of us are suffering from the Columbus syndrome. Columbus set off and he didn't know where he was going. When he got there, he didn't know where he was. When he got back, he didn't know where he'd been. And so we're very confused as to where we're going. Now, who has got insight, foresight, and oversight? Only God has. So when you allow God to come into your life, then you start having insight, foresight, and oversight. And the longer you remain with him and follow him, the more of that you're going to have.
That's so beautiful. I've experienced this personally. I know that when God came into my life in 1988, all of these things happened. It's a stunning thing to know that you're in the hands of the one who created the universe, who created you, who knows why he made you and where he wants to take you and what he's going to do. It's such a comfort, tremendous comfort. And also to know that he is real, that this is not some fantasy, but that he is real. And as that hymn says, he's proved it to me or. I mean, over the 30 years that I've been a Christian, I have seen this. So I can speak from my experience, and I know that you can and so many others, that this is real. This is not just an idea, but it actually is real.
Yeah, and it's real, and it works.
Yeah.
Many universities that I've spoken at over the years, you know, students will ask me all sorts of questions. But one interesting question I've been asked is, why are you a Christian? Well, I'm a Christian because it's true and because it works.
Well, it's funny because if it weren't true, there are some Christians that they're not so concerned with truth. And I want to say to them, listen, if you understood how true this is, that it is truth, it would help your faith, because you're a different kind of Christian when you know that this is truth, and that this is, in a way, it's almost more than truth, in the sense that when we think of truth, we think of it as some construct. We're talking about the one who is himself truth. Mind-blowing to take it in.
Absolutely.
And then there are some people that they can't believe that you could know truth. I was actually one of those people. I didn't believe that anyone could know what is truth, that the best you could do is take an agnostic position and say, I'm not sure, but I know that no one can really know. And then, of course, I came to the very unpleasant, uncomfortable place of knowing. Sure. And once you know, you're kind of embarrassed because your friends look at you like, oh, you've become one of those people and stuff. So we're talking about some strange things, aren't we?
We are. But we can honestly say that, and I can honestly say that, being a believer and a follower of Jesus has totally transformed my life. And I've experienced forgiveness from the past, new life today, and a hope for the future.
It's funny because these things, to somebody who's not on the right wavelength, these sound like cliches. But when you meet people who have genuinely experienced these things and you spend time around them, just as you did your roommate when you were 17, and a number of people, you realize, my goodness, it's really true, and it's beautiful. But I think we live in a climate, especially in the West, I know in England and here in the U.S., where a lot of people are disinclined to swallow it. They sort of feel that it's better to be skeptical, usually until life hits them so hard that they're kind of forced to think about these things.
Sure. And but I think, Eric, though, look, there are two reasons why people are not Christians today. One, they've never met a Christian. Two, they have met a Christian. You see, they're the two reasons why people are not Christians today. In other words, Christians can make the difference in someone else's life. And sadly, we have not always represented the founder in a good way. And recently, this guy said, he used to be a Christian and he's not a Christian anymore because he started criticizing what the church said and did. And I said, look, I said, medicine is good. And is it good? He said, yes, it's good. I said, have there been mistakes made in the name of medicine? He said, yes, there have. I said, there have been huge mistakes made in the name of medicine. Years ago, there was a drug called thalidomide.
I was just going to bring that up. One of the most horrible things you can think of.
Yeah, and that was a big mistake. Now, but because of all these mistakes, we don't throw out the whole of medicine.
Yeah.
Right? Look, there have been mistakes. And some of Jesus's followers have not always represented him very well. But the founder of Jesus Christ has never been a hypocrite, hypocritical. And you can trust him despite some of his followers.
Well, that's the key. And I think if you do become a Christian at some point, even as a Christian, God makes that real in the sense that people disappoint you who claim to be very serious about their faith. And maybe they are serious about their faith, but you begin to see they're not the same as he is. And then you're forced to lean on him the more, which of course is very healthy and very correct and appropriate. But it is interesting because, as you said, that has been one of the principal things that people say about why they don't accept faith, because of all this hypocrisy. And when I think of it, I often have said the same thing about science, not medicine. Medicine's a better example. But it's kind of like saying, like, I met this scientist who was an idiot and a hypocrite and he couldn't even add, and so science is stupid, you know. Yeah. And you think, well, that's really not the way to do it. The question is this true? Does it work? Just because its
Absolutely.
Proponents have been fools sometimes and have been flawed human beings. Dr. Mengele was a doctor.
Sure.
So you don't say medicine is evil.
No.
But I do find that that's often the case with the Christian faith.
And I think also, Eric, you know, again, it's being clear on what Christianity says and teaches. So, for example, if we take the question, ask this question, do all religions lead to God? Okay, let me answer that question. No. Why? Here's the answer. Because only one religion teaches that, and that is Christianity. No other religion teaches that.
We're gonna have to pause. I want to hear the rest of this when we come back. Folks, it's my privilege to have my friend Jay John on the program. Stick around.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text GUTS to 60-60-60. Text GUTS to 60-60-60.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. China's foreign ministry has expressed hope Washington can meet China halfway as President Xi Jinping prepares to meet President Trump tomorrow in Japan. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network Something needs to be worked out with the exchange rate between the two countries.
We're, you know, suffering a $600 billion deficit to the Chinese in trade. You know, so they're doing great, but we're suffering, and that needs to change. And that's what the president has imposed the tariffs to get them to the table so that we can have something that's more equitable.
The two sides in a stalemate after 11 rounds of talks. The Senate holding a rare Friday open vote on the Udall amendment that would require the president to get permission from Congress before taking any military action against Iran. The vote open, so those attending the Democrat debate in Miami last night may return to Washington. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Canon J. John, my friend. We just got a few minutes in this hour, but will you hang around and we can do a second hour, please?
Absolutely, Eric.
Killy, is that all right with you? We've got to, because there's so much I want to ask you. We've just got a few minutes left in this segment. Well, you were just making a point, so let's fill that out as we go out.
So the point I was making, Eric, was, again, this goes back to people's understanding of Christianity, which is a misunderstanding. So that very important question, do all religions lead to God? The answer is no. Why? Because only one religion teaches that. All other religions, they don't teach that you can get to God. Only Christianity does.
Now, what do you mean by that? In other words, I would assume that if you talk to a Muslim, he would say, my faith leads to God, it's the only way to God. What do you say? What do you mean?
No, it doesn't actually, Eric.
Go ahead.
No, because they teach that you can go to paradise, but Allah does not live in paradise.
What? Where does he live?
Well, he doesn't live there.
Are you kidding?
I have never heard this. So this is where what we're trying to do is just put the facts right, communicate the truth, so that people can make a decision.
I love this. This is why it's fun to talk to evangelists. They know these things. Okay, so when you say only the Christian faith teaches that we can get to God, what you're saying is that at the center of the Christian faith is this really rather beautiful idea that God wants us to be united with him. It's not getting something from him like heaven, but it's being united with him because he loves us and he wants us to be with him. And that's unique to the Christian faith.
It is unique to any faith. And that the claim that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life is the heart and message of Christianity.
I think this is why a lot of times people don't want to know too much, because once you start hearing this, it becomes, to some people, unfortunately, rather clear. And they'd rather just have a vague idea that, well, if you're a good person and everybody, blah, blah, blah. But they don't know that there's something unique and beautiful about the Christian faith. And I do think some people are almost afraid of it because they maybe have an inner sense that it might be true. And so I'll keep things at a kind of a vague distance.
Sadly, yes. And I'm saying, like you are, Eric, that when you encounter Jesus, it's transforming. It is renewing. It gives you fulfillment. And I'm a Christian, and I try to follow Jesus, and I try to live my life with Christian values and principles and be a channel of that to other people. And I've been a Christian since 1975, and it's wonderful.
Well, I can corroborate that because I feel like if you really believe what the Bible says and what God says, you have tremendous hope. When people say negative things, you know that it's nonsense, that no, God is renewing me every day. It's in effect as though I'm becoming younger every day. I'm becoming better every day. Like, these are facts when you walk with Jesus. And so this idea that, oh, I'm just, things are breaking down or whatever. Like, on the one hand, that's true. But on the other hand, it really is a lie that God wants us to walk with him in such a way that we are becoming transformed in a very real, beautiful way. And I do think it's the case that many people, they don't believe that that's possible. And so I just want to thank you for putting that out there. We're out of time in this hour, but we're not going to let you leave. We're going to keep you for a second hour. I want to talk about your books. I want to talk about this wonderful children's book, That's a Good Question. So we're going to have more fun. In the meantime, J. John, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Eric.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.